You shoot first, you shoot later, then you shoot some more. And if there's anyone still alive, then you pistol whip them into unconsciousness. Right? Is that fair? No. But that's what you have to do to protect yourself and everything that's yours. You need to respond, with overwhelming force when threatened and attacked. Unfortunately, that's not how everyone sees it. Our culture is obsessed about fairness, about equality, about everyone getting the same treatment, the same results. It doesn't matter what they do or whether they are right or wrong. Everyone needs to be treated fairly and equally in the end. To them, what's right and moral is about fairness of result. No matter what the start, everyone needs to end with the same result. Everyone should get the same amount of the pie. We think the same way too sometimes. We equate rightness with fairness and justice with fairness as well. For example, if you hurt me, I'll hurt you back. Eye for eye, tooth for a tooth. Or it doesn't matter if I work hard or am lazy. If I'm smart or dumb, I should get the same grade as you. Get paid the same, have the same things. In addition, it's wrong to give someone or something to someone else without giving me the same. We are all equal, so if you get something, I should get it too. And finally, if you have more stuff than me, then you must have done something bad. You are evil. So then I'm justified in taking that away from you because everyone should have the same amount. Because if you have more, that means you have taken advantage of the people around you. You are being unfair to those around you. Meaning that those with less, like me, has the right to take whatever we want away from you. You see, fairness is a human construct to make us feel better about ourselves, to rationalize all the things, all the bad things that we can do. Unfortunately, we actually bring this in how we measure God, God's actions, and the Bible as well. But God is not about fairness. God is not about fairness. He is about rightness and justice. And one of the most unfair doctrines according to the world in the Bible is the doctrine of election, where God decides to pick some people to go to heaven and leave others behind. Is that fair? Well, no. But fairness has nothing to do with it. And that's what we'll be talking about today. How should we view the idea of fairness in light of election? So when you turn with me to Malachi chapter 1, we'll read verses 1 to 5. Verse 1, a prophecy, the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi. I have loved you, said the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord. Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated, and I have turned his hill country into a wasteland and left his inheritance to the desert jackals. Edom may say, though we have been crushed, we will rebuild the ruins. But this is what the Lord Almighty says. They may build, but I will demolish. They will be called the wicked land, a people always under the wrath of the Lord. You will see it with your own eyes and say, great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel. So based on this passage, we're going to talk about first the error in our way of thinking about fairness, then the correct way of thinking from the biblical perspective, and finally, we're going to talk about the application. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today that we can learn about what it means to be your chosen, the elect that you love. Open our minds and our hearts to you now as we listen to your word, and may your spirit teach us. We thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. So our first point for today is, when fairness is valued above everything else, then we lose sight of what is good. Let me repeat that. When we put fairness as a priority, then all the things that are good and right is thrown away. The most important value that we lose is the value of love. Look at verse 1 to 3 again. A prophecy, the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi. I have loved you, said the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us? Was not Jacob or Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? You have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. See, the ideal of fairness is that we want to avoid showing favoritism to one person or to one group, which means that we can't choose one above the other. You know, while that might sound good on the surface, but there is no love in fairness, only equality. And that's why those who will hold fairness as absolute don't understand love. Just like the Israelites, even though God has shown them great love, God has chosen them as his elect, they still don't understand what that means. God protected them, destroyed their enemies, made the Israelites his own people. Even after all that, the Jews still don't understand that this is because of love. And that's because when you place fairness as the highest priority, you lose the other values. They don't want to accept love because that goes against fairness. However, that's what the essence of love is. The whole point of love is to put one person above the other, which is antithesis to the concept of fairness. You can see this in the marriage vows as well. To love and cherish, forsaking all others. When you love someone, you have to put them above everyone else, which means that that person has an unfair advantage over the rest. However, with the idea of fairness, everyone, no matter who, gets the same treatment, which means love has nothing to do with it. In fact, love would interfere with making everything fair. If you notice, this is the idea of socialism and communism as well. Although they would brand fairness as moral and right, it's actually the opposite because they have to remove love from the equation. And that's why many liberals today don't understand the idea of or the concept of love, the sanctity of marriage, and the need to protect the innocent. See, if everyone is equal, then love will force someone to choose one person over another. Marriage ties you down to only providing for your own family, and protecting the innocent means you have to put down the aggressor, which all goes against the idea of fairness and equality. And that's the error in our current way of thinking, because especially within our society where fairness is absolute and is raised above the values that are good and right. So let's move on to our second point. The doctrine of election is actually based on the ideal of love. A lot of people, Christians included, hate the idea of election because it is unfair. You know, why would God choose one person over another to go to heaven or hell? You know, how is that fair? What we don't realize is that election is not being about fair. It's not about being fair. The doctrine is about love. You know, you're probably wondering how does sending people to hell about love? See, love is actually about choice, about choosing who to protect, who to place above others. You know, God elects those he loves and gives them favor above all the others. Now, that's not unfairness, that's grace. For example, if I randomly choose 4 or 5 people here to go to have lunch with me, you know, Jay, Josh, Racing, Eric, did the rest of you lose out on anything? Right? No, you had to eat the church lunch previously, you still have to eat the church lunch after I chose. Right? Nothing changed for you. You didn't get treated unfairly, but for those who were elected, they were shown grace, you know, getting something they don't deserve. And so election is found on the ideals of love and grace. Now, fairness has nothing to do with it. But there's more, right? Those who he chooses are under his protection and care. You know, everyone who opposes the elect, God will destroy. He'll make sure to stack the deck against them so they don't have the opportunity to hurt those he loves. And that's what you can see in verse 3. It says, I have turned his hill country into a wasteland, left his inheritance to the desert jackals. The Edomites raided and attacked the Israelites for decades. Finally, God decided to do something about it. To protect his elect, he laid waste to Edom's country. It became a wasteland, a desert. God didn't just let Israel fight a fair fight against Edom, because that would be stupid. You wouldn't let someone threaten and attack those you love. You defend them and you protect them. You destroy the other side to make sure that the other side can't do it again. Now, that's what stacking the deck means, to respond with overwhelming force. So even though Edom thinks that they can rebuild and come back stronger. Verse 4 and 5 says, Edom might say, though we have been crushed, we will rebuild the ruins. But this is what the Lord Almighty says. They may build, but I will demolish. They will be called the land of the wicked, a people always under the wrath of God. You see with your own eyes and say, God, how great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel. And that's what you do when you love someone, right? The ones you have chosen, you show them mercy and grace, protect them, you raise them above all the others. And those who hurt them, you destroy utterly, you know, to make sure they can't come back to hurt the elect. Stacking the deck against the other guy is not wrong, since fairness has nothing to do with it. It's all about love. And you want to make sure that the rest of the world see it as well, that this group of elect is yours, under your protection, and that attacking them will mean retaliation and destruction. Now, to some people, that might seem like favoritism, but that's what love and grace is all about, showing favor to the chosen. You know, ask any parent what they would do if someone threatened their children, and you would get the same answer. They would not hesitate to use any means or even overwhelming force to destroy those who would dare hurt their children. And that's because love is an inherent part of nature. It's natural to protect those who are close to us, those who we love. On the other hand, fairness is not natural. It is a human construct that is forced upon our psyche so that people can get things that do not belong to them, so that they can avoid the consequences of their actions. Now, love is absolute, a part of the universal order, while fairness is relative, something generated to even out the advantage of love, which means that love in the end is what is right and good, not fairness. So to summarize, God's election is all based on love and grace, which is absolute, and it's more important than the idea of fairness. So let's finish with our application for today. Trust that the Lord has your back. You know, if you are one of the elect, if God has chosen you, then you know that God will always have your back. You are one of his own, so he will protect you above all the others and stack the deck against those who will harm you. Just like the story of the prodigal son, right? The father could have treated him like everyone else. He deliberately disowned his family. He even asked to be treated like his servants. However, because the father loves him, has made the choice to love him, because he is one of the elect, the wayward son was given favor and shown grace. He was a son, a chosen one by the father, and that won't change no matter what he said or did. The father was willing to stack the deck for his son to give him every advantage against his enemies, those who would say he is not special, that he is not one of the elect. And that's the same story you can see throughout all of history. When the Israelites were beset by their neighbors, the disciples who were hunted down by the Jews, and the Roman Empire trying to snuff out the infant church, God's people always survived. They were never destroyed. God watched over them and protected them. And just like Malachi said, God will utterly destroy those who oppose them. It's the benefit of being elect, of being chosen. You know, God has your back, and he will give you every advantage to overcome the world. So, in review, we saw that the doctrine of election is not wrong. It is not evil, as the world likes you to think. Instead, it is based on grace and love, which are inherent part of human nature. Fairness, on the other hand, is a human construct generated to remove the advantages that love and election gives to those who are chosen. And it makes it so that everyone gets the same results, no matter what they have done or who protects them. And that makes fairness dangerous when put as the primary value. But for you, you know, if you find yourself in a dark place when everyone is against you, you know, where you don't seem to have an advantage, you know, circumstances and enemies are attacking you, you know, be like the frog, right? Even though he is basically a goner, he keeps fighting. You know, don't ever give up. Just remember, God has your back. God will protect you and bring ruin to your enemies. So let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for your word and your love in choosing us to be one of your elect. Help us to trust in you so that knowing that you have our backs, no matter how dark and how painful the world is. Remind us of your love for us, that you will give us every advantage. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.